You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back here on New Hampshire Now. 1 at 9, 1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program. This segment of the show brought to you by Harris Family Furniture. Great furniture at a great price. Check them out at their Capital Region location in Chichester on Route 4. To find out more about Harris Family Furniture, you can go to harrisfamilyfurniture.com. Well, on Sunday, Rowdy Tellez did it again for the Hampshire Fisher Cats. He has just been tearing the cover off of the baseball. He's now hitting 300 on the season. Just a shade under that, actually, at 299, but we'll give him that 300 mark at this point. He hit two home runs, as I mentioned. He has 16 home runs on the season, and he now has 59 RBIs. This is in 92 games played. And there's certain guys you see come along, and you just have a feeling that they are going to be big-time, big-league players. And Rowdy is one of those guys, and this may be the last month, most likely is the last month, we'll see him here in New Hampshire. So get the opportunity to go out and see Rowdy Tellez. He also has a huge personality and a guy who could certainly be a star in the big leagues. Here's Rowdy Tellez.
Joined by Rowdy Tellez, who continues to just tear the cover off the baseball. And just talk about what the stretch is like for you when you're coming up to the plate and you're making good, solid contact to each at-bat. What does that feel like for a hitter?
It feels great. I mean, when you can go up to the box and get in, dig in, no matter who's pitching, it looks like a beach ball, that's always a great feeling. So, but you can't always give it to credit to yourself. So, you know, it's a lot to my teammates getting me into positions to hit, with, you know, runners in scoring position or get pitches that I wouldn't usually get if they weren't there. But it's going great right now, and we're winning. You know, we got fresh guys from the Pirates, Reese McGuire and Harold Ramirez, you know, and they're contributing quite well. And Richie Arrhenius got called up, so it's going together quite nice.
Yeah, it just feels like a completely different team, and that's kind of the nature of minor league baseball, is you can see huge roster shifts within the course of a season. But it feels like at this point, you know, the Fisher Cats are in a good spot. You're scoring runs. There's a good positive vibe around the club, and you're obviously a big part of that.
Well, thank you for that. But, no, it's just winning brings out the best in everyone, and when you have good quality guys and young players and older players that are gelling as a team and playing together, it's always going to be fun. You know, look at the Red Sox in, what was it, 2013, or they were one of the oldest teams ever to win the World Series, like oldest playing wise. And, you know, there's just a couple other teams that have been like older players, but then you have the Royals, who were the youngest team, one of the youngest teams in baseball history to win it, you know, with an average age of like 25 or 24, however old they were. So that's kind of crazy too. But, you know, when everybody can gel and play as a team, it's always going to be good.
In terms of, you mentioned that you're at the up at the plate, the ball is looking like a beach ball. You're obviously, you know, have good anticipation of what's coming, and you're able to, you know, play that mental side of the game as well. I mean, what outside of, you know, the ball looking big and having good confidence up there, and talk about the mental side too of being, you know, ready to hit and also being able to anticipate what's coming.
I just look for my pitch and my location, and I don't try to stray from it. You know, I'll chase pitches occasionally, and, you know, as everyone will, but as long as I can stay within my approach of driving the ball in the gaps with authority, it's always going to be good. But just hunt my location, and when I get it, don't miss it.
Yeah, Bobby was talking about not just your hitting, but he's been really impressed with how you're playing at first base. And that was one of, when we talked earlier in the year, that was one of your big focal points, is that you wanted to prove to people that you could play first base, and you could adapt, and that you were an athlete and had the ability to do, you know, more than just hit. And so that must be, you know, pretty satisfying that you're playing the position the way you are.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had people doubt me about my defense and being as big of a person as I am and being larger a couple years ago when I first signed. I think the size thing of me getting smaller and getting my body in shape is going to play a big factor, but I've felt like I've always been a defender. My goal's always been a Gold Glove defender, and I'm not going to stop till that happens.
How about, you know, the mindset for the rest of this season? Obviously, when you're hitting well, you see, obviously, Benintendi get called up from Portland into the Red Sox. Does your mind start to wander there, or are you just kind of in a good zone and you're 21 years old and you're just going to kind of see where things go?
I'm just here to have fun, you know. I'm with a great group of guys that, you know, I haven't really came up with any of these players much. There's a couple guys that I've came from rookie ball all the way up, like Connor Green, that we've been on the same team every year. But I'm just out here to have fun, and if the Blue Jays have plans in the near future to do that with me, then I'll be greatly appreciated, and I will be very happy. But if not, I'm just going to keep playing here with the Fisher Cats and keep having fun.
Final thing, you wear the number 34 on your back. We've talked about the, you know, story up in Montreal where you met David Ortiz when you're up with the Blue Jays for that series at Olympic Stadium. And some of the other things I've noticed in watching you, the bat stance, how it kind of sits on the shoulder. Have you taken other things from Ortiz other than, you know, wearing the number to pay tribute to him?
He's been my idol for a while, but I usually wear 44.
Okay.
And that's always been my number because I was growing up, I was a huge Giants fan and loved Willie McCovey, and that's what number he wore. So I always wanted to emulate him as a real little kid. But as I got older, I started watching players more in my generation. And but this year I decided to wear 34 because of the size difference in the jerseys. It was smaller. So, but I think it's fitting quite well. And hopefully I can emulate what David Ortiz did in his career, except play defense.
Yeah, and the Willie McCovey is such a fun guy to watch, too, in the old highlight reels. Such incredible power. And one of the great moments this year is when McCovey honored Ortiz out in San Francisco. But he had kind of that one-handed stroke similar to Ortiz taking the hand off the bat, and both of them hit for a lot of power and spray it around the field.
Yeah, so that's the goal. Pick it like McCovey. Wouldn't mind hitting 521 career home runs either, but and hit like Ortiz and have that presence. But that's the goal. Be like those guys.
Rowdy, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
Sweet.
That is Fisher Cats first baseman Rowdy Telez. You're listening to New Hampshire Now on 1014-15 ConcordNewsRadio.com. Stay with us. There's much more still to come.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
I'm a tail dragger. I wipe out my tracks. I'm a tail dragger. I wipe out my tracks. When I get what I want, and I don't come sneaking back. You eat your dinner, eat your pork and beans. I eat smoked chicken in a bed of a seed. I'm a tail dragger. I wipe out my tracks. Said I get what I want, and I don't come sneaking back. Everybody laying down there, fast asleep. I'm somewhere making my midnight creep. I'm a tail dragger.